The Shadow War of the Night Dragons, Book 1, The Dead City, Prologue, by John Scalzi, read by Jamie DuPont McKenzie. Night had come to the city of Skalandaharia, the sort of night with such a quality of black to it that it was as if black coal had been wrapped in blackest velvet, bathed in the purple-black ink of the demon squid Drindle, and flung down a black well that descended toward the deepest, blackest crevasses of Drendelthengen, the netherworld ruled by Drindle, in which the sinful were punished, the black of which was so legendarily black that when the dreaded Drendelthengen Flagon, the ravenous blind black badger trolls of Drendelthengen, would feast upon the uselessly dilated eyes of the damned, the abandoned would cry out in joy as the Drendelthengen Flagon Morden, the feared black spoons of the Drendelthengen Flagon, pressed against their optic nerves, giving them one last sensation of light, before the most absolute blackness fell upon them, made yet even blacker by the injury sustained from a falling lump of ink-bathed, velvet-wrapped coal. With the night came a storm, the likes of which the eldest among the Skalandaharians would proclaim they had seen only once before, although none of them could agree on which time that was. Some said it was like the fabled scouring of Skalandaharia, in which the needle-sharp ice rain flayed the skin from the unjust of the city, provided they were outside at the time, while sparing the just who had stayed indoors. Others said it was very similar to the unforgettable pounding of Skalandaharia, in which hailstones the size of melons destroyed the city's melon harvest. Still others compared it to the oft-commented-upon moistening of Skalandaharia, in which the persistent humidity made everyone unbearably sticky for several weeks, at which point they were informed that this storm was...